You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three on a Friday afternoon. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it took 2 hours to get there, but we are now in dipper number two. And I'm calling this one Strength in Numbers. Strength in Numbers. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm always saying out, you know, that all y'all out there in Right Side Ruffian land, that there's a place for you to plug in. And a lot of you already are, and I know it because I hear about the things y'all do and the groups y'all are in. But there's some of y'all I know for a fact that are thinking, all right, I got to do something. And your cause might be Second Amendment, or your cause might be faith-based issues, or your cause might be supporting strong traditional families, or your cause might be trying to find good policy solutions in Montgomery as opposed to D.C. or whatever. My point is this, strength in numbers. There are organizations out there right now that are already engaged. There's nothing new under the sun. Solomon said it. There is nothing new under the sun. There is somebody out there who's already fully engaged and doing it well on the conservative side, and it may just be that you need to find out who they are and get plugged in. So I want to talk about that for a few minutes. Well, somebody who's in the middle of doing that and somebody who knows what that means too is our friend Stephanie Smith, who is the president of the Alabama Policy Institute. And Stephanie has been up in D.C. this week at a Club for Growth conference, a same conference that I went to a couple of years ago. Stephanie Smith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been in D.C. since Monday afternoon, late afternoon.
Are you ready to be home, or are you loving what you're doing?
Now, I'm a bit of a homebody, but this is kind of a once-a-year thing. You know, make delegation visits, make some connections, coalition build. I'm probably one of those rare people who actually likes Montgomery more than D.C. Yeah. It's just more of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the kids, it's hard to be away. But
I'm probably
pretty ready to get home, but I feel like I've done a lot of good work, and that's a good feeling.
And you're gone, so who's feeding the chickens? That's what I want to know.
So our 15-year-old named Sadler is our chicken feeder. He's taking care of our animals.
Outstanding. Well, hey, listen, so you probably heard me doing the intro. I'm a firm believer that there are already organizations probably out there that are doing a great job, although every once in a while, like Moms for Liberty, something pops up, you know, and somebody sees a need or a new niche, and they start something. But grassroots and participation in numbers is sometimes the way to go. What's your week been like in that regard?
Yeah, it's been really good. It came up early. You know, I'm here for the Club for Growth meeting. It's something that you've been a part of, something that John Wall, the GOP chair, is an alum of, and then Andrew Sorrell, the state auditor, is also here with me. He's a fellow alongside me for the Club for Growth. So I've been networking with them and learning from them. The interesting thing is with this fellowship program, you have people from all over the country who are either an elected official or working in public policy in some capacity, whether or not that's media or a policy or, you know, as an elected official. And so we're all comparing notes as to what's happening in our own states. And the commonality is that we're all for free market and limited government.
Yeah, and Club for Growth is one of those. That's to use your term, that's their wheelhouse. That's their thing.
Right.
And the Foundation Fellowship. I mean, one of the things that I loved about being a part of the Club for Growth Foundation Fellowship for me was the networking. The realizing, first of all, I'm not alone. I'm out there with other people doing this. But I've had, I'm trying to think, one, two, like even most recently, Melissa Melendez, who is now with the Golden State Policy Institute in California, she was on my show last week. Relationships that I made at that same conference you're at have been coming into this show.
Right. So I came with the intention of doing that conference, and then I decided to come early to do delegation visits. I had the benefit of seeing every single member of our congressional delegation. in a really exciting and busy week between the situation with Tommy Tuberville in the Senate and all the Freedom Caucus and the wrangling going on in the House. Had some really good meetings with all of those. But the other thing that I was trying to do while I was here is exactly what you're talking about today, which we didn't coordinate. It's like showing up and your friends wearing the same shirt. But, you know, is meeting with national groups and other groups that are doing very similar things to what the Alabama Policy Institute is doing. And one of those is Heritage.
Yeah.
I went and met with the folks at Heritage, the Conservative Partnership Institute, State Freedom Caucus Network, and then American Federation for Children, which is a school choice advocacy group. And so just trying to coalition build and see what's working in other places, see what makes sense and bring some of that home. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
We're not trying to copy other people, but it's smart to figure out what the best practices are and then build a coalition with people who are working in the same direction.
Yeah, and the goal is, you know, that hopefully one day people recognize and realize they want to copy what we're doing. But but if they're already out there doing it, like you said, why spin our wheels and just try to reinvent things?
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting you said that because I had a conversation at lunch with David McIntosh, who's the president of the Club for Growth Foundation, and we were talking about, you know, working across the aisle and trying to figure out a way to be truly nonpartisan on some issues. And I brought up, you know, Anthony Daniels and working on, you know, the elimination of that overtime tax. And his eyes got real big and he said, we ought to do that everywhere. And I said, absolutely. We absolutely should. So that's a situation where maybe Alabama can be the model.
And what was also interesting was that was bipartisan. That was a Democrat who brought that to bear, which I still love. All right, let me ask you this. So you met with these other organizations. I would anticipate that they received you well. Like, they love hearing that you're out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely camaraderie for people who are like-minded and feeling, you know, sometimes, especially in blue states, you know, people who think like we think and do the work that we do feel very isolated. So I think for the people who are here, who are in the solidly blue states, it's comforting, frankly, for them to hear that they're not crazy and that there are people who think like them who are, you know, pulling that same direction in their own state, but also trying to find ways to network together and help each other along in the movement.
Yeah, and sometimes you also get insights on things like you hear stuff in the news and you wonder, is that real? And then you meet somebody from there and you find out it is or isn't. Like, I'll never forget, I met some of the guys from the state Senate in Florida who were in my class a few years ago at Club for Growth. Mm-hmm. And it was during the, I would call it the rise of Ron DeSantis. And and I asked him, I said, tell me about DeSantis. And I'll never forget, one of the guys looked at me and goes, he's the real deal, man. You wait and watch. And mm-hmm. since then we've seen it. But what I got to hear from someone who knows him personally was it was legit. And it did me good to talk to somebody who's out there.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing from the policy perspective or the policy think tank land perspective is that so much of what Claremont Institute and Heritage and these others are doing is just a broad scale what we're doing in the state of Alabama. And so one of the ways that we're working together with Heritage is through their Project 2025 initiative, which is basically how to upend and then restructure the bureaucracy in the federal government. And that is a huge undertaking that Heritage has taken on, but they've created a coalition, and we're a member of the advisory board on doing that. And so that's one of the really interesting things that we've been able to be a part of at API by making these connections with the national group.
Well, and one of the things that's also encouraging to me, like when I was there, when you join groups like this, you wind up having assets available to you or the opportunity to hear speakers you never would have gotten a chance to hear. When I was there, and I don't know how big your class is right now, but my class was only about 35 people. And so it was a very tight-knit kind of small group. Yeah, okay. So, mm-hmm. And we had Mark Meadows in the room with us, DeRoy Murdoch, mm-hmm. Chip Roy, just great speakers who were like in the mix telling you what's happening. And that is an asset, in my opinion, to joining in a force already in play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we met in Colorado earlier this year, Ken Paxton was there, and it was right before his storm hit.
Oh, yeah.
The Attorney General in Texas. And then we heard from Pat Toomey. We've heard, actually, because we're in D.C., we've had a lot of members of Congress just kind of stop by, came to dinner last night, because they've been held over. And so normally, you know, on a week like this, they would be, a lot of people would be headed home, you know, Thursday afternoon, but they've been held over, and so there are a lot of people just kind of coming and going, which is really nice.
Did you get to see Fetterman wearing his hoodie?
I did not see Fetterman wearing the hoodie. I almost accidentally met Zelensky because I was having breakfast with Katie Britt, and they were locking down the hallway for Zelensky to come in, and they told me I had to leave immediately, and so I did.
So you couldn't finish your breakfast?
We did finish. We finished breakfast. She was headed to her office, and I was headed out of the Capitol building. They just hurried me along, and I knew exactly why it was. So because they kept saying they were going to have to lock down that hallway to get him in. So
wow.
It was interesting. I honestly would prefer not to meet him. So that was fine with me.
I'm there. All right. Well, listen, you still got some more time, I know, and you'll be back home sometime soon. So time well spent, I trust, and we appreciate you making some time for us today.
Absolutely, and I think you're dead on with this, Phil. You know, people want to know how to make a difference, and the way to make a difference is to figure out who's already trying to make a difference and join with them, or if it's on an issue that somebody's not paying attention to, then you can create your own situation. But, you know, API is pretty broad since we're a family policy group and a state policy network group, meaning we're socially conservative and fiscally conservative. So we run the gamut, and we can at least point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And you can find out more at alabamapolicy.org, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Safe travels. All right, that was Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. And when we come back from this break, I want to jump in on some of that I was just talking about. What groups are already out there? And you may have heard a couple just there with her, but listen, folks, there are 150,000 ways for you to get involved. And if you don't form your own, there may be some already out there, and all you got to do is get on board. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.